John, what is a wife's responsibility in solving marital conflict?
I'm going to take a drink here before I answer
that. Okay, do that, and I'll read the question again. What is a wife's responsibility in solving marital conflict?
It's an interesting question in regard to thinking of marriage as a model of Christ and the church. The husband is representing Christ. The wife is representing the church. And if there's a problem in the relationship between Christ and his church, then what should happen? I don't want to absolutize this and say you can draw out all the analogies here, but let's just ask that. What should happen? And Christ is sovereign, and he takes initiatives. But he puts it in the heart of his church to do things. Now, husbands aren't sovereign, so the analogy breaks down. We can't put it like he can in the heart of our wives, but we can pray. And so what does he put in the heart of the church? He puts prayer in the heart of the church. So I'm part of the bride. I see a problem between me and Christ. There's a problem in this relationship. What should I do? Blame him? I should go to him. I should ask him for help. I should talk to him. So all that, let's just not get real specific here. Let's just generalize. Say, it is totally appropriate to a wife. And wives clearly see things husbands don't see. They are under the Lord Jesus for themselves, not just under the Lord Jesus through their husband. I don't like that model at all. Like God, husband, wife. Not. It's God, wife, God, husband, and then husband has a role of leadership there. So since she knows her Jesus, she knows her Lord, she may know him way better than her husband does. She has sights, sensitivities about what's making this marriage broke. And she should say to God first, oh God, heal this marriage. Please work on this marriage. And then she should ask, Lord, give me wisdom how I can help my husband see what I see. And there are humble and submissive ways to do that. There's a way to be a submissive wife and be way ahead of your husband spiritually. Or in a given situation to be way more perceptive than he is. Leadership in a marriage doesn't imply perfection. It doesn't imply infallibility. It doesn't imply that in every situation he's got the scoop and knows the deal here. It means that he's generally taken the initiatives, which means he's going to care a lot about making this wife full in her experience of Christ, including her role as pointing out to him things in his humanity, not his Christ-likeness, but in his humanity, he's not seeing. So I would say a wife's role is to see all that God enables her to see and then ask the Lord for wise and humble and submissive ways to share, bring into her husband's life her perspective on things. And it's his job as a leader to be humbly receptive to those kinds of things and then to take action. She doesn't want to take over at that moment. She wants to say, here's the way I see it. I think we need to do this or this or this. And then his job as a leader, this is the hardest job as a leader, is to humble himself to act on that instead of saying, okay, if you don't like the way I do it, go ahead. I don't know if you were watching this thing in the airport when we flew back. Was that yesterday we came back?
Yes,
yesterday. Mm-hmm. And this husband brought his wife a Coke, and it had no ice in it. And she said, where's the ice? And I could tell on his face, he's not happy about that question. I just got you a Coke, and you say, where's the ice? And then he handed her the juice, and she said, you got the juice for our kid? Remember that? He said, yeah. And she said, okay. So he blew it. He got Coke without ice, he got the wrong kind of juice, and he comes down to the end of the line here, and he just sits down, three seats down from where they are. And she's over there. Now, at that moment, what is it? What does leadership do? Leadership has picked up, this wife wants ice in her Coke, and this wife wants a different kind of juice for their three-year-old that's walking around here. And he just blew it on both, and he is sulking at the end of the line. just like I do. That's not leadership. The hardest thing in the world at that moment is to receive from your wife news that you don't want to receive, and then to rise above the self-pity, the anger, the frustration of that moment. That I just served her, and she didn't say thank you. She said, where's the ice? And you're going to forgive, you're going to rise, you're going to lead. I'll go get it. So, yes, we husbands need to hear things we're blind to. Reminders, she likes ice. The kid doesn't do well with grapefruit juice. She needs orange juice. And we need to then lay it down and stop sulking and being self-pitying and go lead. That's probably more than they were asking.